When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
Cut on every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you yawn and grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Great news. Monday, April the 8th, if you're listening to my voice, you've made it to another Monday. DNR 98.7 ESPN. This is a good one to be alive for because the Rangers win, the Islanders win, and right now are the 7 spot. The Knicks with a sensational second half last night. The Yankees continue to win, and even the Mets are winning. So I say good morning to my partner in crime, the great Rick DiPietro. Hi, Rick. How are you?
Oh, hi, David. Can we hold on 1 second?
What did I do?
Remind me again where the Islanders are at?
They're in the 7, aren't they?
No.
They're in the 3rd. They're in the 6.
That's correct, buddy.
That's right.
Third in the Metro.
So they'd play Carolina. That's right.
Yeah. Not great, but still.
You're not going to have a great opponent.
No, that is correct.
You're going to play Boston, the Rangers, or Carolina.
Right, but that's...
Not great.
But that, for me, and you, going head-to-head, that would be great.
It would be greater for you than me, I think.
It'd be more stressful for you.
A lot more for the Rangers to lose than the Islanders to lose.
Right. Well, I mean, less pressure on us, tons more pressure on you. And then if... Just so happens, mm-mm, we find a way to win that series. Mm-mm. You probably don't want to show up to work for a couple days.
No. I almost didn't show up to work today.
We heard. Yeah, we heard. Well, you like to live dangerously, right?
I really do.
Like, rather than give yourself a little extra time, hey, drive in, maybe something happens. Oh, no. No.
I like to live by the edge of my seat. That's right. Accurate. Played pickleball Friday and Sunday.
How'd it go?
Well, here's the thing. Yesterday I played so long, for 2 hours. I don't know that I have that in me. However, on May the 5th, when we battle Anita and Imani, I'm not going to need to play that length of time. It'll probably take, I don't know, 30 minutes at the most. So I'm sore today, but I'm not in agony. You know what I mean? Like it's almost a good sore.
Yep.
It's like, you know what? My back doesn't feel great, but I think it's sore maybe for a day or two, and then it'll be better. And listen to this. So we play. I played very, very well. Played with the guy who's one of the like an advanced player, and he was giving me some tips, and I'll share them with you off the air because I don't want Anita and Imani to steal these tips. And I was like, how do you think I'll be? He's like, you're going to be fine. He's like, you're really good. So we played 7 games, of which I went 5-2. You know, we rotate partners every game. I went 5-2.
Nice.
So that's really, really good. I'm really excited about that. And I don't feel awful. And at the end, it got wild. They said, hey, are you guys interested in playing padel? I was like, padel? What's padel?
Oh, you haven't seen this on TV yet, huh?
No. They're like, does it intrigue you? I'm like, just the name alone, padel intrigues me. So Thursday, after the show, I drive up to Norwalk, Connecticut for a match of padel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds sophisticated when you say padel.
I know. I said, do I have to wear some kind of like an ascot or anything? Like, no. Just show up. and we'll play Padel. And this is how focused I am on the match with you. I said, is there any chance that playing Padel could somehow hurt me with pickleball? They go, what do you mean? I was like, you know, any way that it could hurt me playing pickleball, like, you know, anything that could undermine my skills for the pickleball court. They're like, no, this would only enhance your skills for pickleball. So I'm very ready for this match.
Yeah, listen, I don't mind you playing, but let's just remember where our bread is going to be buttered here, though, right?
I even said, should we maybe hold off on Padel till after May 5th? They're like, no. We'll play this Padel Thursday, and then we'll get back to pickleball leading up to the match.
Okay, good.
I was like, great. No, it's not like I'm going to fall in love with Padel, because it wouldn't have the same sexiness, right? Like Rick and Dave battle Amani and Anita in Padel. Right?
It actually does sound sexier, though.
Really?
That's what concerns me. Dave and Rick playing Padel.
Padel.
I played pickleball on Thursday. Didn't get the results that you got. Actually, almost... And you'll probably like this because you're jealous of the relationship anyway.
Oh, Brian.
May have blacked out at some point, told Brian to shut the bleep up. Don't remember.
Really?
Yeah, but apparently I said it.
Oh, wait, why? Because you guys were partners and he upset you?
Yeah, well, we were partners and it was my first game back. I hadn't played in a while and I wasn't playing well. And I guess in the moment he tried to calm me down. I was like, hey, it's okay. Don't worry about it. And I don't remember saying it. If he said I said it, then I apologized. I didn't mean it. I guess I told him to shut the bleep up.
Really?
Right. So he texted me because he didn't say anything at the time. And I'm like, there's no way I said that. And then he explained what happened. And I told Cassie. And she's like, you absolutely said that.
Oh, no. Now here's my thing. I don't know how to appropriately phrase it. Maybe like a verbal tick or a verbal diarrhea. Where every time I hit a shot that's not good, before I can even stop, it's like bleep, bleep, yep. Bleep.
Oh, yeah.
So I just want for people that are going to go on May the 5th to understand that if you're going to bring children, which we welcome, all right! I say things that maybe I don't mean, but I can't control in the moment.
Rain it!
Yeah, we're going to have to try to control that. Just so you know, as my partner, feel free to say whatever you'd like to me.
Oh, yeah, I'm not. Yeah,
because they have no feelings.
And you, me. So, all right, where do we start? I mean, Stanton with just a bomb grand slam. Yankees comfortably beat the Blue Jays 2-3 after a disappointing opening day at the stadium, but they bounce back and win 2. Mets have an awful game on Saturday where they leave this poor Ramirez guy in for so long that the game becomes non-competitive the other way, but they bounce back with a good win and another really solid start from Sean Manaea. Rangers down 1-0, and then, you know, open the floodgates, but I guess the Knicks, right? That felt like it was it's show leading worthy. What a win for the Knicks last night, huh?
What do you mean you guessed the Knicks?
What do you mean? Of course it's the Knicks. What do I mean?
Of course it's the Knicks. I mean, we spent how many days how many days and weeks once OG and Randall went down? You know, what is the ceiling for this team? Is a special season being ripped away from us? And then finally, now OG is back, and we learn that Julius Randle is going to get surgery. He's done for the season. And we take calls on Friday. What's the ceiling of this team? And now you have a perfect opportunity. And I know it's not the playoffs. I understand that. But you're playing Milwaukee. And Milwaukee will be one of those teams you expect that you're going to have to get through to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, depending on how this thing finishes up. So you went in there. And Milwaukee goes on an 8-0 run to end the first half. So you're right. Down 11. One of the things that they've struggled with, right? Bad starts. So you spend all your energy trying to dig yourself out. And by the time you finally, you know, tie a game up, you got nothing left. You don't win. You lose to Chicago. So you get down 11. All of a sudden, third quarter hits. Second half, you outscore them 72-48 in the second half.
It was a dominant performance. Brunson, again, was out of this world great. I mean, McBride made play after play. Hartenstein, OG looked good. I mean, that was a...
Because, Bogdanovich.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he hit a couple of huge shots.
DiVincenzo,
right.
Mitch.
And I'm so emotional, and this is, like, sincere. It's like I'm so emotional. I'm watching the first half. We go to halftime. The third quarter starts, and I'm like, you know, it's been a nice season. I mean, they've done well, but I think we have to kind of be a little bit more realistic. And then they're like, Dave, you shut up, and away we go. And now the game ends. I'm like, all right, we're a game behind Milwaukee. Like, is the 2 seed in play? Certainly the 3 seed's in play. Let's go. It's like that's how fickle these games are.
Right. And look at your schedule. I mean, look at the games you have left.
Well, the game at Boston is certainly tough.
Right. I mean, we thought the game in Milwaukee was going to be tough, but Boston's not playing for anything. You got 2 more against Chicago, and you got 1 against Brooklyn.
There's no reason you can't go 3-1.
No reason. And by the way, too, and he's not going to win it. And it drives you crazy, and it drives me crazy.
What were you going to say, Brunson MVP?
Well, I mean, it's just the most valuable player to his team. Value. There are guys that are, really valuable to their team, but they need to, like, he needs to get a legitimate look for what he's done.
Well,
without Julius Randle. Oh, that's crazy. That's craziness. Look at what he's doing. That's his ninth 40-point game of the season.
That's phenomenal. He's phenomenal. Phenomenal. I can't use adjectives to describe how good he's been. He's been sensational, and it's another win. You know, oftentimes with teams we root for, you'll get to the end of the year and you'll say, well, think about this crushing loss and this devastating loss, and if you would have shown up for this game, maybe you'd be. Well, it almost feels like it's the opposite with the Knicks. It's like, what's the win of the year? Was it this one? Was it this one? Was it that one? I didn't think they could win this game against the Clippers or the Bucks or whoever, and every single time they answer the bell.
Yeah, listen, I mean, we've had some recently, too. We've had a couple losses where you're like, oof, really could have used that one. But I think, you know, last night was one of those opportunities to measure yourself up against one of the teams that you're going to have to beat to get where you want to go. And you saw some things that you really liked, right? Like, I mean, going through, now Bobby Portis went crazy. I mean, there was that one stretch that the whole game flip was Portis 3 in the 4th, cuts it to 6. Then he has one from the left side, was like halfway down, would have cut it to 3, doesn't go in. Hartenstein goes down, gets a good bounce, they make it 8. And then you had that, probably we've had so many of these plays, so I don't want to just limit it to one play. But Hartenstein with the steal, then dies on the floor, pokes it to Dante.
Great.
Like, that's just who this team is. But you saw some things, right? Like, how can we slow down Giannis? Well, OG did a pretty damn good job against Giannis, right? Like, so there are things that happen in that game. I mean, how is, against a team like that, they're struggling a little bit right now, but, you know, teams in general, they're gonna try to blitz Jalen, right? They're going to try to double Jalen. And what you've seen, especially over the last, I don't know how long, but it's almost like they're inviting that double team to him, and it's with Josh Hart or Dante DiVincenzo, and then he makes the play, and all of a sudden now it's Hart or Dante with the ball attacking 4-on-3. You know what I mean? Like, it's the decision-making, all the things. I can't say enough good things about Jalen Brunson. Like, you want to talk about the engine of a team? It's, I mean, 17 points in the first quarter. Hey, let's get off to a good start. Okay, Jalen goes for 17 in the first quarter. Thanks.
Yeah, no, he was, I mean, I agree with you. It's like, this, we talk about, and we always overrate the one that's the most recent or the one you're talking about, but in the history of New York sports, can you really think of a better free agent signing than Jalen Brunson?
Well, I think you're watching him right now with the Rangers also.
Panarin?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that.
I mean, Panarin's, he's awesome too.
Panarin is awesome too.
We just got to see him do it in the playoffs.
But here's the thing also, like, you knew. Like, with Panarin, you brought him in and you knew that you were getting that level of player. I don't think when you brought in Brunson, as excited as you were, that you knew you were getting this level of player. If you knew you were getting this level of player, I mean, I think Dallas would have made more efforts to keep him.
Well, of course, especially at the number he was looking for twice, and they said no. I mean, how many people said that the Knicks overpaid for Jalen Brunson when we signed him?
Almost all of them.
Right. And they all look ridiculous because he is everything and way more than you ever expected.
He's a star. We always say, well, who's going to be that superstar they bring in? Maybe who's going to be that additional superstar that they bring in? Because he's a superstar.
Well, look what he's doing with the guys he has, too. And give those guys credit, too, because they've stepped up. Josh Hart and what he's been able to do. Dante and what he's been able to do. I mean, it's going to take OG some time here to get his shot back, but defensively what he's done. Mitchell Robinson, I mean, when he's right, and it seems like he's kind of getting back to what we saw before he went down, Like, he's scary defensively.
He played really – I thought he had a couple of defensive moments last night. He had, like, the a couple of blocks down low, and he played well against Giannis when he was taking it to the basket. Like, you can see he's not there yet, but you're starting to see some glimpses of what made him such a special player defensively.
Yeah, and Bogdanović seems to be figuring it out, too, where he fits. I mean, he had 15 last night.
And it feels like there's going to be a spot in the rotation for him, yes.
Right, even Ducey and what Ducey's turned himself
into. I like him a lot.
But still, just like the names I'm giving you right now.
Yeah.
Like when you look around the NBA and you look at these teams that, I mean, right now we're sitting there, tied for the three seed?
Correct.
Right now? Look at the team. I mean, you got Giannis, who's recognized as one of the best players in basketball. Dame. Boston's got, KP, Tatum, Brown, Drew Holiday. Like, you look at all these teams and what they got, and then you say to yourself, well, what does Jalen Brunson really have around him? It's Jalen Brunson and some guys.
Yeah, well, with no Randall, it certainly is.
Well, they play hard. I mean, they all fit their role. They have a role that they fit really well, but it's not like, you don't have a lot of...
You're not littered with talent.
No.
You're not littered with talent, I think is kind of the statement. If you stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up and power your day with a solid workout or just de-stress in the afternoon with some cardio. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. We take a break, come back, get to your calls on the Knicks. We're going to cover everything today. We're going to go around the league. We've got stuff you missed at 9:15. So we have it all. It's going to be a positive show, too, because there was very little negative this weekend. It's DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, listen up, because I've read this, and I also own one of these, so it's important. Choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. One child dies every 5 days from choking, but let me tell you about LifeVac. It's a life-saving airway clearance device which has saved over 1,950 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. For a small investment, less than $75, you can be prepared to save a life. Visit LifeVac.net and enter promo code ESPN to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's LifeVac.net and enter promo code ESPN.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
When you look at the cuddle marry trash of great wins this season, this could be the cuddle of all of them, and you're nowhere to be found. I get it's a Monday. I get you're getting your special glasses ready for the eclipse later on today, but come on. Really? It's embarrassing.
You got one of the best players in basketball right now. Went for 40 again. Your team right now is, I mean, you're fourth just because you don't have the tiebreaker against Orlando, but you have the exact same record. And you're a game behind Milwaukee for the
That's right. That's right. Now, you know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to put you in this position.
Don't ask me the question.
Do you know what the question is going to be?
Yep.
What? And I decided as I thought of it, no, because they may not know that answer, and then I make everyone look foolish here. So I'm not going to ask it. But what do you think it was?
It had to be something about a tiebreaker, no?
Yeah, it was.
Well, it's head-to-head.
So right now, against Orlando.
Right, and we don't have it against Milwaukee either.
Oh, so then you do have the answer.
Yeah, we're 2-3 against Milwaukee.
Okay. And so they had to play Milwaukee that extra time because of what happened with that the in-season tournament, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, spice up the regular season, baby.
Yeah, they really
spiced it up.
They really spiced it up. So, I mean, no reason they don't go 3-1 at least. And that, I think, would put you no worse than the 4 seed, I'm guessing. But I think I saw Orlando plays Milwaukee twice more in the final couple of games.
Orlando does, yeah.
So, I don't know. Just win your games and hopefully good things will happen.
Yeah, Orlando's got Houston, Milwaukee at Milwaukee, at the Sixers, and then home versus Milwaukee to end it.
And the Sixers are playing well, even though Embiid didn't play last night. Maxey went for, 52?
Yeah, well, I mean, just knowing you have Joel back, and Maxey's a really good player, but, I mean, that thing kind of fell apart when he got hurt.
Yeah, well, understandably so.
But just the added life. Like, hey, man, is this guy coming back? He comes back now. Okay, now we have a legitimate chance. It energizes everybody.
There's a real chance. This is now, you're watching the final week of the season with the thought of this could move up to the 2 spot.
Yeah, 2 spot. I mean, like Milwaukee. I mean, that's when you look at the schedules. I mean, you look at what I just gave you for Orlando schedule, and then you look at what Milwaukee has here to finish their season. I mean, Milwaukee's got Boston, Orlando, Oklahoma City, and Orlando.
Wait, hang on. Let me digest. Milwaukee has Boston.
They have Boston on Tuesday.
Which is not – where's that game?
That game's at home.
Okay.
They got Orlando at home on Wednesday, so back-to-back.
And either whoever wins that is – that's fine.
And then they're at Oklahoma City on Friday.
Which is a brutal game.
And then they're at Orlando on Sunday.
Which could be another very vital game.
Right.
So they don't have one, and they're not playing well.
Right. So you look at the schedules. We have, I mean, of those three teams, we have the easiest of the schedules.
So
in theory.
I mean, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, so if the Knicks go 3-1 and Milwaukee goes 1-3, I pass them.
Yeah, because that gets you to 49 wins.
And right, and they'd have 48.
Yep.
So you got to figure, if the Knicks were to go 3-1, they should get no worse than the 3 seed.
You would think. Yeah, you would think.
Well, because Milwaukee plays Orlando twice.
Twice.
So right off the bat, there's a – let's just say they split.
Yeah.
Right? So now Orlando, if they lose one more game, the Knicks move ahead of them. If Milwaukee would have to go 1-3 in that scenario. So they'd have to lose to Oklahoma City in Oklahoma City, which you think they probably would.
Right, they have to go 2-2. I mean, even if they go 2-2 and you go 3-1, they have the tiebreaker.
Exactly. So they have to go 1-3 to your 3-1. But if you go 3-1 and Cleveland goes and Orlando goes 2-2, now you're up to the 3 spot.
Yeah, right. Or so, I mean, you beat Chicago twice, you beat the Nets, and then maybe Boston's just like, hey, we're 15 games up in the East anyway. Who cares?
Right. There's nothing to play for. Maybe they rest a guy or two.
That would be nice.
That would be nice. Let's go. You know what? This is a nice thing.
Oh, by the way, were you surprised that he called off the Dogs that early last night?
Who?
Doc. They're down 10. They hit 2 threes, and all of a sudden he's like, yep. Oh, just over a minute. Let's bring everyone off.
I think they knew. I mean, 10 points in a minute in the NBA is...
Well, I understand that, but still, you just made 2 threes. It's kind of an important game, and you're like, nah, all right.
Well, it's a vitally important game.
I mean, it's a minute and 10 left. I don't know.
I wasn't all that surprised.
Like, I mean, is that extra minute and 10 going to, like, really tax your guys where you can't at least
I think when you know, you know.
All right.
So, I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's a great coach, and I think that's evidence is what's happened. So, but I wouldn't crush him for that.
No, and I'm just asking. I'm not crushing. I'm just asking if you were surprised. Yeah, I was a little surprised.
Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I wasn't all that surprised. You know what I was surprised about? I'm keeping an eye on all the games yesterday. There's a lot going on. And then I look to see what's going on in this Cleveland and Clippers game, and I notice the Clippers are down by like 20-something points. I'm like, great. Thanks a lot for your help. And then later on in the day, I look, and the Clippers came back and won the game.
Yeah, they came all the way back.
That was surprising. We laid down the gauntlet, and look what we got.
People want to be challenged by you. I think they like it.
All right. Well, the challenge was laid down, and the people have responded. Let's start out with... You know, I'm not going to start out here because it's going to cause strife between RJ and I, but look at line six. Line six, like, I almost feel like RJ forgot a letter with the name.
Maybe that's his name. Try it. I think we start with that one. Try
you
it.
You want to start?
Listen, if it causes a little friction, that's
a little strife. All right, I'll battle this one. Ani in Paramus. Ani, is that correct?
Hey. It's Ami, A-M-I.
RJ, get on the
That's
line.
All right.
No, spell it for me again. It's Ami, M-M?
Ami, A-M-I, yep.
RJ.
Yeah, closer.
You said, right. you said I forgot a letter.
Well, you've got a lot of letters.
It's close enough.
No, well, it's not. No.
You've got
Is that
the
your
M.
name?
Well, you've got the M.
I don't. There's no way RJ can blame me. RJ, there's no way you can blame me for this.
No, but your approach is wrong. I was wrong because it's Ami, not Ani. You thought I forgot a letter like it was Lonnie.
Right, correct.
So we were. So I'm wrong, but your attack is wrong. If you're going to attack me, you need to re-aim your missiles.
Okay, well, but hold on. In defense
why
of Dave,
would my missiles ever be aimed there?
Because they're aimed at the wall right now. They're just firing into nowhere.
No, but in defense of Dave, though, he said it feels like you forgot a letter. You did forget two letters.
That's not what he meant, though.
Well, he's more right than you are.
That's not what he
I
meant.
I felt though. Like something was going to go south, and it did.
All right. It's like you just challenged the play, though, and you challenged the spot, and the spot was correct, but the clock was wrong.
Whatever. I have in baseball, I saw this the other day.
You can challenge
like five things on one play.
The whole play.
So right. I challenged everything, and in retrospect, I'm right.
You were right.
All right. What do we say your name is, sir? Ami? Yeah. All right, Ami, go ahead.
Yep. So I was at Villanova when Jalen was there and won two national championships. And so anyone who saw him at Villanova, this is not surprising. He was destined for greatness when he was there. And then watching Dante and Hart, like, basically play like they did in college, it's no surprise that the Knicks are having success with Thibodeau, Hart, Dante, and then obviously Jalen. So longtime listener, first time caller, really excited, but I just wanted to throw that into the mix.
Well, I hope the name screw up from Hart didn't you know,
didn't turn away. Right.
Yeah, sorry about that, Ami.
All right.
Great
job, RJ.
Great call.
Great job.
Great. You know what? It's like a first date, and you show up and you have like a big zit all over your face.
Yeah. You soiled yourself right at the dinner table.
Great job, RJ.
I don't think so.
You think he calls back? Well, you'll never hear from him again.
Listen, you know the rule. If I recite your name back to you two times and you don't correct me, unfortunately, that is now just your name.
There should have been a spelling.
His name is A-M-I. You spelt it O-N-N-I.
Well, here's the reason for that, though.
I mean, can we have a spell check?
That is phonetic for Dave if we're going to get in the weeds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so no. you thought it was...
I spell names differently.
O-N-I?
I spell names differently on your screen sometimes so that you will pronounce
them
correctly.
Which I respect.
Yeah. I knew it was not O-N-N-I. Oh, if it were M's, I would have used two M's right there. If I knew... I messed up.
Had you put O-M-M-I, I think I might have said O-M-I, though.
No, O-M-M-I-E? That's what I would have put.
I don't know.
That would have been O-M-I.
What is happening?
So we just took a call accidentally.
All right. And you know, that's probably my fault, too.
Yeah, I blame you.
Yeah, of course you
Listen,
do.
Listen, nobody here at anything.
Maybe all the callers that I clamored for 15 minutes ago, hang up.
Ghost callers.
It's too much for us right now.
You are overwhelming the guys. You are overwhelming the guys. I got incorrect names. I got spellings that are all over the place.
I'm wrong, But your attack is wrong. If you're going to attack me, you need to re-aim your missiles.
No. I knew it. I knew something was wrong with that.
I think you're responding to a drop now. I think that was a drop you're responding to.
Oh.
That's right.
Well, I should break then. Towel off.
This is going well. We need a timeout.
I'm going to take a 20. I don't need
to. I want to challenge everything.
What did I challenge?
Well,
that was it was a baseball game. Was it a Mets? It was either the Mets or the Yankees. And they're like, we don't believe the play at first he was safe, but we'll challenge him play at second and first and everything. I was like, I didn't know you could challenge everything.
Yeah, I think it was a double play. And
right.
They challenged. So the one, I think the play at second, whatever one was safe, one was out, but they got it right because the one was wrong.
Right. So if you get any piece correct, you keep your challenge.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Can I brag for a moment here? Or do you want to get right to these Knicks goals?
No, I would love for you to brag.
Ben, they called on him to start on Saturday. He doesn't really pitch. 5 innings, 1 run, we win the game.
Nice.
Yeah. They in my opinion, left him in a little too long, and he pitched the 6th inning, and he was very wild. It got away from him a little bit, but 5 innings of 1-run ball.
Well, you can understand that. I mean,
of course I can understand. I was surprised they brought him in for the 6th.
He threw. I'm imagining he throws pretty hard too,
around not overly like 80.
That's pretty hard.
Yeah, not. But we face some of these kids that are like 87 up to 90. So he's not at that level.
Well, right. Yeah, but I mean they're pitchers and all the things that he's doing on the side every single day, going to Stanford, working on exit velo, off his bat. Those kids are doing trying to pick up their their arm velocity.
Right. So he just happens to be a pretty good baseball player who they've called on to pitch and. Got the start. We were 0-2. He goes out there. We get in the win column, and very, very pleased with him. Very pleased with everything about it.
Which is why you can't keep any pitchers healthy anymore. Because UCLs are just falling right off.
Well, I hope his UCL doesn't fall off.
No, not his. I'm just saying, just in general. Loaisiga now, Strider. I mean, you can't keep these guys healthy, man.
I know. It's terrible. But when you think about what they're doing, it kind of makes sense that they can't stay healthy, doesn't it?
Oh, it does.
It's a very unnatural thing, pitching.
Well, it's an unnatural thing, especially when you're trying to throw as hard as these guys are throwing. And your max effort, it's, don't tell me it's the pitch clock either. It's not the pitch clock. It's every young pitcher recognizing the harder I throw, the better my chances are of being drafted, and the quicker it's going to be from once I get drafted to the minors to Major League Baseball. So, they're actively seeking out throwing the ball harder from a young age. That's the thing, too. You want to make the argument that it's the pitch clock. Look at the amount of kids in high school getting Tommy John.
Tons of them. Ben knows a million of them that are rehabbing at the place that he goes to. Every day he's like, oh, this guy, he's there, really nice kid, just had Tommy John, has to get Tommy John. You know, they're concerned he needs Tommy John, like tons of them.
Well, it's just, people always ask us the question because it's an epidemic right now in sports, just in general. It's why are guys always hurt? Because they look like they're in great shape. They're too fast, too explosive. Your body is, it's just not meant to do the things that these athletes are able to do now and be sustainable. It's just not. You can't throw a baseball as hard as these guys throw the baseball.
No, 98 miles an hour repeatedly.
Without breaking down.
And you see it happens all the time. All right, I wanted a little sidebar there, but let's get back to the Knicks and the calls, and I'm just scanning the caller names, and I think I got them all, and that's nice. Let's go Scott upstate. Good morning, Scott. You're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Good. What's going on, buddy?
Listen, first off, like you guys said, I'm a diehard Knicks fan from the 90s. Ewing and Stars were my boys, and I love them just as much as them. Like, they give me excitement every night, and I can't stop watching them. It's like must-watch TV right now.
Correct, but let's not compare to that yet. Those teams, although they didn't win the whole thing, had some great playoff runs and really, couldn't get by maybe the greatest player in the history of the sport. So before we start comparing, let's start to have some postseason results too.
That's a true statement. I'm a little bit energized after beating the Bucks last night. I have a good question for you, though. So I think the Knicks can beat any team in the East except the Celtics, which they're just on another dimension right now. But to get to the ECF, wouldn't it be better to get the 3 seed rather than the 2? Because if you get the 3, you play Orlando, the Pacers, or the Cavs in the first round. Where if you get the 2, you're looking at possibly Miami and Jimmy Butler, or the 76ers and a Joel Embiid.
Well, either way, you just told me that the only team that you fear is Boston, right? So if you finish 3 or you finish 2, that's going to give you the opportunity not to face Boston until the Eastern Conference
Finals.
Which is what you want.
And thanks for the call. No one is Boston. There are other teams that are good. No one is in that level of Boston.
No, Boston is clearly separated. I think they got 62 wins already. It was funny about the East is that when you look at, so right now Milwaukee is 47-31. That would put them in sixth in the West. 47-31 would put you in sixth in the West.
Right.
Well, that's how good the West is.
The West is excellent. Well, the biggest thing when you look at the standings is when you look at the teams that are going to be in the play-in.
Yeah, which is not great for the NBA does not want to have LeBron going up against Steph in a one game. One of those teams is going to be eliminated.
Right. But, you got Zion against the Kings. You got Steph against LeBron, which I'll tell you what, you're right. They don't want that, but that'll draw a big number, that one game.
Yeah, but it's just one. I get what you're saying, but in a perfect world, LA would slip into that eighth spot, play New Orleans, win that game, and then Golden State beats Sacramento and then beats New Orleans, and then both of those teams are in the playoffs.
Right. Yeah.
Mavericks. You don't want to lose one of those teams before the real playoffs start.
Of course not. So right now the Timberwolves are the one seed. Nuggets are tied with them. They'd be the 2. Thunder are the 3, one game behind. Clippers the 4. Mavs the 5. Looks like they'll land in the 5. Suns the 6, but they're tied with the Pelicans. So, Phoenix could drop into the play-in as well.
So, who?
And then 45-33 is the 8 in the Western Conference.
Wednesday, we got Denver hosting Minnesota.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good game.
That's nice.
That'll be for the one seed.
Right, because they're at Utah, they host Minnesota, they're at San Antonio, and at Memphis to finish.
So they easily could go 4-0.
Yeah, that's that game on Wednesday is crucial.
Do you have Minnesota's final little stretch there?
Do I have Minnesota's?
Well, I know you do, and I know I just buy you a second if you needed
it.
I know you do.
I knew you'd ask me the question.
Well, of course, and as I should.
Minnesota is hosting the.
Don't get all choked up about it.
I know. Is hosting Washington.
That's a win.
Then they're at Denver.
Right.
Hosting Atlanta.
That should be a win.
And hosting Phoenix on Sunday.
Who may not need the game. All right, so really that Minnesota-Denver game is for everything.
That's huge, yeah.
Because Minnesota right now has the tiebreaker. If they win, you have the tiebreaker plus you have a game advantage. So that is for the one seed in the West.
Yeah, that should wrap it up.
All right, let's get back to some of the callers. Let's go to Michael in Valley Stream. Hi, Michael.
Hello, how you doing? Good morning, Rick. And DPH, how you doing?
What's going on, buddy?
I mean, do you see what just happened?
Sorry.
You said good morning, Rick. How you doing, DPH? I'm going to step aside, Rick. You talk to Michael. He doesn't want any part of me. Go ahead.
Look,
I got a question, right? If let's just say hypothetically we make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, right? Without Randle. And you know, I've been watching the team the whole season, and Rick, I know you're good with the stats. I'm not sure if we average less turnovers without him, but I know the ball moves better without him, and we're way better defensively without him. So I just want to ask, if we do make it to the Eastern Conference Finals without Randle, what would you do in the offseason? I just want your opinion. Your opinion and Rothenberg's opinion. What would you do with Randle if we were to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals without Randle?
Well, I think there's going to be, because we've heard this for a while now. I mean, at the deadline, we talked about it, like, you know, trying to put together the math on, you know, what moves you make and which moves you don't, because you're still trying to make that big move and you don't want to start giving things away at the deadline that prohibit you from making the big move. I don't agree that they're a better team without Julius Randle. They're a better team with OG in the lineup, I can tell you that. I mean, they were 13-3 with OG in the lineup. It would depend. You'd have to tell me what you're replacing Julius Randle with. I mean, he's an all-NBA player, right? I mean, if Julius Randle has to be part of a big deal, bringing someone, you know, of that caliber in, yeah, I mean, it's something you have to think about.
Yeah, I mean, if you can flip Randle for that guy, and that would be like the finishing piece to this team, I don't think you can sit here and just, you know, blanket statement say, no, I'm not doing that, or no, I refuse to do that. I think you have to kind of take it in stride, look what it is, analyze whether it makes a team better and closer to a title, and then either go for it or not go for it.
Well, I think that's part of the problem, too, now, is, I mean, every single person that we've talked to has said that the Knicks are poised to make the big move, right? That means bringing in somebody of, like you've heard people mention, could you imagine if we got Devin Booker? You keep hearing Karl Anthony Towns' name. This would have been a good opportunity if Julius came back and was healthy to see, does Julius have the ability to play in the postseason the way he does during the regular season?
Correct.
And we don't get that chance to see it.
Correct. You're right. Let's go to Carl in Queens. Good morning, Carl.
Rick, Dave, RJ, Ray, good morning. Hey, quick question. How does RJ spell my name on the call screener? I'm interested.
C-O-E-R-L.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, no. It's a K, but whatever.
All right.
All right, I'm about to game, guys. Let's go Knicks, baby. Shout out to the Milwaukee fans last night. They were chanting overrated in the fourth quarter at Jalen Brunson. I don't know. They're kind of weird. But Rick mentioned this before, how now everyone doubles, blitzes Jalen, but they've gotten so comfortable with it, rolling off the screens and cutting behind. And I want to make this point. It's great. And because we've run the same five because of the injuries. But MVP, they're not going to give him MVP. It's unfortunate, but all NBA guys, if you want to run through the point guards, he in the East, he is easily the best. You could put SGA or Luka above him. Those are the two. Halliburton earlier in the season, maybe,
yeah,
but he's kind of been not anymore. Just quickly
Jalen
about the game. OG
Jalen should probably be second team all NBA.
Minimum. I think minimum. Quickly about the game, though, OG and Mitch, they're still coming back. They did, especially OG in the second half, did a great job on Giannis. JB was cooking Middleton in the first half before he left. But just as, so quickly, to the, I don't know how much time I got, but last four games, guys, Chicago, Boston, Brooklyn, Chicago, 3-1, maybe even four.
I mean, if Boston, Carl, if Boston plays that game, I'm not going to sit here and say maybe four. I mean, I guess there's a chance. But if Boston plays to win.
Oh, you just lost to Chicago, too.
Right, but...
Yeah, but we're going to come back at them now.
I'm just saying. You just lost to Chicago.
Right. If you told me 3-1, thanks for the call, Carl. If you told me 3-1, I would take that right now. Because I go 3-1, and it's almost impossible not to finish in the three or better.
Quick question. Jalen Brunson, scoring, where is he currently in the NBA? Points per game.
You want how many, or you want where he is on?
You don't have to tell me how many. Where?
I'm going to say he's fourth in the NBA in scoring.
Oh, look at you.
Is that right?
You are on a heater, yeah.
Really?
Luka 1, averaging almost 34. Giannis almost 31. SGA 30. And then Jalen Brunson sitting there at number 4, just over 28 points a game.
Wow. That's a big number.
28 points a game, almost 7 assists.
That's a big number.
That's a nice
number. I mean, that is... Listen, he's not Luka, but... He's one notch below Luka Doncic.
Dude,
he's phenomenal.
You want to take strictly just the definition. And I get it. I mean, this is kind of like, all right, he's opening up a lot of eyes. And if he has the same kind of season and the Knicks have the same kind of success next season, he'll be taken more seriously for the MVP. But, I mean, what he's doing without his second best player and without their third best player for a big chunk of time. And they're sitting here tied. With a third best record in the East, that's pretty.
So he's averaging more points per game than Kevin Durant.
Yeah,
and Devin Booker,
Tatum,
and Jason
Jokic,
Tatum,
Anthony Edwards, Kyrie, Dame, Kawhi.
Wow.
I mean, fourth in the NBA right now.
Yeah, it really is sensational. I think when you start to name some of the names he's ahead, you're like, wait, really ahead of Durant, ahead of Booker, right? Steph Curry.
He's playing at that level.
Jokic,
man.
I know. He's a phenomenal player. Stamatis in Astoria. Good morning, Stamatis.
Hey, good morning, guys. What a time to be alive. Feeling good Monday. Hope your Monday's going well as well.
So far, so good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I'm calling, obviously, about Jalen Brunson. Just, you know, never ceases to amaze me. Didn't go in there with expectations of the win. We walk away with the win. You know, what else is there to say? I mean, it's I'm talking like back to the Ewing days. Like, I don't even think I've seen Ewing put up this many 40-point games. It's just phenomenal to watch, and I love it. Before you let me go, I just want to touch on two small things, and I'll hang up. Number one, I read just last night that the Portland Trail Blazers have been talking to Caitlin Clark's camp about potentially drafting her in the regular NBA draft. And that's not like a fake story. It's like a real thing. And I was just wondering what you thought on that. And number two, regarding the health issues with the pitchers, Ozzie Guillen had a great take. He said that he played
can't
ball
pull
with
fat.
Guys
can't
that
pull
were
fat.
You can't pull fat. That's one of the funniest things I've heard in a while. But that's kind of it, man. I just wanted to touch on those things and your opinions, obviously. And if I don't speak to you again soon, have a great week.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
All right, there was a lot there. So let's start with the last point he made. Here's what I say to you all the time when we talk about stuff like this is follow the money is really how you do. Like, I mean, if I were to ask you right now, you're going through it right now with Ben. What do pitchers and hitters get drafted and paid to do? Like, what do they judge? Like, what right now? Like, what are they judging Ben on? Like when he goes to all those camps and everything else, what is the one thing? The numbers. Right, the numbers.
The numbers.
The exit velo, right?
Right, which I hate it because it's like you don't know if a kid can play in a game or not, but you know that his exit velo and his arm from the outfield and you don't know when a big spot if he has the intestinal fortitude to produce, but you got to know how quickly he runs the 60 and all those kind of things. Yes,
right,
sheerly the numbers.
All right, so what is Ben doing to get his exit velo up?
Trying working
to get
out.
Yeah, he's trying to get stronger. He's deadlifting
right.
600 pounds. Like that's.
Right.
So I'm going to get drafted. I'm going to get a scholarship. I'm going to get paid to do that. Baseball, I mean, the harder I throw, the more colleges are going to look at me, the more pro scouts are going to look at me. So
that's
what – if those are the things that you're rewarding, those are the things that the athletes are going to do. It was, so how come, what happened with the, why is everyone so focused on the launch angle? Because the more home runs you hit, the more money you get paid. If all of a sudden you said, hey, we're not going to do that anymore, we're going to, the guys that hit over 300, we're going to pay those guys.
Right, we'll emphasize that. And we'll pay off for that. Then all of a sudden guys are going to start, you know, becoming slap hitters. And if 70 stolen bases is going to move the needle, then guys are going to work on, of course.
Right. So that's how those things work.
Caitlin Clark is, she's not going to play in the NBA.
Well, dude, and it, listen, I mean, Diana Taurasi was pretty much spent the entire couple of days talking about how, you know, all these great college players are going to get their comeuppance when they get to the WNBA. So if that's the case, I would be hard-pressed to think that all of a sudden now going from college to the NBA would work out for her.
No, she's amazing.
She's awesome.
Amazing. And watching yesterday, and it was an entertaining game. I felt sorry for her, but I don't know even know why I did. But it's just like I was rooting for her. And
well, she didn't feel like she had enough help.
She didn't have enough help, and they could do nothing on the glass. I mean, South Carolina is an enormous team.
They abused them on the
glass.
They
destroyed them on the glass. Iowa couldn't get any rebounds. But they started out, you're like, oh, my God, Iowa's going to run them out of the building. And then slowly and methodically, South Carolina came back. But listen, she's awesome. And we didn't see the numbers from yesterday yet, but we saw the numbers from Friday. It was higher than the game against who had to play the quarters.
It was over 14
million. 14.2 million.
Right, which beat the LSU number.
Right, which was amazing. And I know we got a break. We'll come back quickly. 15 seconds. Issue with the foul at the end or no?
Issue with the foul. It was a foul.
It was a foul.
Right. And, I mean, I've always been taught, don't let the referees make, you know, ultimately be the ones that cost you a game. I think what bothered a lot of people was you didn't give, you know, Paige or the players the chance to take that final
but
shot.
But it was a moving screen.
Yeah, and she threw a chicken wing. I mean, it was a foul.
It was a foul. I didn't have a huge issue. Everyone I encountered all weekend were apoplectic.
I got to tell you, dude, I'm not even joking right now. So we had a bunch of people call in, be like, hey, you know, guys are talking about the LSU game. We actually watched it. My wife, for the first time since I've known her, this is over 20 years, was so freaking locked in to this women's Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
She shut her phone off. We only watched the first half of the, because we were out. So we had to tape the game against UConn. So we watched the first half. She shut her phone off until we could get back and watch the second half because she didn't want anyone to tell her what happened. That's how locked into this thing she was. She loved it.
It was great, great stuff. All right, we break, we come back, a little more Knicks, and then we start to morph into some other topics. We have Around the League at 7:45. It's DNR with you on a bouncy but really uplifting and positive Monday on 98.7 ESPN. We all know about breakfasts. We know it's an important part of the day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. And you know what happens? You grab that cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfasts featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh, hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.